I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Peru's Vice President Dina Boluarte was sworn in Wednesday as Peru's next president after Congress voted out President Pedro Castillo shortly after he dissolved the legislative body.
Todos conocemos. Se ha producido un intento de golpe de Estado.
The 60-year-old lawyer took the oath of office and became the first female leader in the more than 200-year history of the independent republic. Her swearing-in capped hours of uncertainty as both the president and Congress appeared to exercise their constitutional powers to do away with each other. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden issued a strong warning against undermining democracy in Peru on a day when Peru's Congress removed President Pedro Castillo from office and replaced him with the vice president.
We categorically reject any acts to circumvent or to contradict Peru's constitutions. We categorically reject any acts that undermine democracy inside of Peru.
U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price, who added, quote, "We share a hemispheric commitment to upholding democratic values, human rights, and the rule of law." German police have rounded up dozens of people, including a self-styled prince, a retired paratrooper, and a former judge, accusing the suspects of discussing the overthrow of the government, but leaving unclear how concrete the plans were. A German official and a lawmaker said Wednesday that investigators may have detected real plotting, drunken fantasizing, or both. Germany takes any right-wing threat extremely seriously, and thousands of police carried out pre-dawn raids across the country. Find